Ah, yes. Welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've got a, well, let me get to top stories going on here. Coming up later this hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Florida State Seminoles. So stick around for that. Some of the top stories in the news right now. Apparently, the Biden administration was working out a secret deal with Saudi Arabia, some sort of backroom deal in order to try to ease gas prices before the midterm elections. And apparently, that secret deal fell apart. And so the Biden officials are enraged after the Saudis have abandoned that oil deal, according to the New York Times. And so that's one of the top stories going on in the news right now. Then you've got here Russians dig in to defend the key city of Kherson. And according to the Ukraine forces, they say that's what they're doing. Ukraine, in the meantime, is calling for more air defense help as the Russian barrages continue. Then Democrat New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is under federal investigation again. This is not the first time he's faced federal investigation, and this is what it comes down to right there. A new woman has come forward and says that Herschel Walker, who's running for Senate in Georgia, former NFL player, former University of Georgia superstar, says she says that he got her pregnant and even drove her to the abortion clinic to have an abortion. This is the second person that's come forward and accused him of getting her pregnant and driving her to the abortion clinic to get the abortion. Elon Musk, you remember the other day, he said that he was planning on closing the Twitter deal on Friday. Today, he showed up at Twitter headquarters. And as he's getting close to close on that deal, in fact, I have a little bit more I want to talk about with that a little bit later here on the show, which is essentially the Twitter employees have given him a list of demands. Yep, a list of demands. Okie dokie. Good luck with that one. Then, according to NOAA, the Antarctic ozone hole. So there's been a hole that we've known about for quite some time. And according to NOAA, the hole in the ozone shrunk a little bit. It's slightly smaller this year. All right there. So it looks like doing some good at recovering that, because, you know, I remember that was a big thing in the 80s. We're destroying the ozone layer and all the chemicals that are destroying the ozone layer. The ozone layer protects us from the sun and all that stuff. So that you don't really hear about the ozone layer anymore. It's all about climate change, but not talking about like the ozone's, you know, ozone layers. What you call it? Like contribution to anything like that. So there you go. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roadways are seeing some slow-moving traffic. That's going to include Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace. We do have construction going on the causeway. Eastbound direction is down to one lane, so keep that in mind. You'll start seeing those slowdowns just around the Scenic Highway, Davis Highway intersection right near the University of West Florida. It does clear up before you get off the causeway, just before Woodbine Road. Also, we have some slowdowns on Scenic. This is going to be in the southbound direction right around East Olive Road. It is moving, but it's just showing some slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We do have an accident at the intersection of Cervantes and 9th Avenue. This is in the downtown area near the Krispy Kreme in McDonald's. At that intersection, expect some slowdowns and use some caution. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads or have details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. A couple of things here. Daryl Brooks was found guilty in the Waukesha Christmas parade attacks. The three men who were plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Crazy story there. They were convicted of supporting the plot to kidnap her. And then I saw this CEO for Chipotle was talking about inflation today and admitted that some people are being priced out of being able to buy things because of inflation. So yeah, there we go right there. And we could begin to see a little bit of a debt ceiling debate going on in the federal government here pretty soon. There's another debate of should we raise the debt ceiling yet again? And it could happen before the next Congress gets elected in. So we'll have to see what happens with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, hey, this year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola. The walk is coming up this Saturday at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise the funds, bring your friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration activities begin at 8. The walk is at 9. You can register today at newsradio923.com. Also, if you want to help out those affected by Hurricane Ian, you could text DISASTER to 20222. Or visit floridadisasterfund.org to make a donation. Of course, any amount is appreciated, and together we can help our neighbors in need. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have now reportedly agreed to accept a subpoena that was issued by the January 6th Select Committee. One of those attorneys received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president Monday of this week. And apparently former President Trump has till November 4th to provide those documents, has until November 14th. To testify. Speaking of former President Trump, he's set to visit somewhere we both know very well. Bobby, he's headed to Iowa ahead of the midterms. He'll be speaking at a rally for Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Senator Chuck Grassley November 3rd. A documentary on Gabby Petito set to air on cable TV next month. Toxic Love, the Gabby Petito tragedy. Now, this is going to be on the HLN network on November 5th. The program, of course, will feature the story of Petito and her fiance and killer, Brian Laundrie. Petito found in Wyoming. It's a whole saga here last year. I'm still amazed at how fast they were able to make this documentary. Bobby, I know you travel periodically here and there and everywhere. Book some airplane tickets, right? Well, when you're buying your airplane tickets, do you ever purchase the middle seat if you're on, you know, that's got the three seats? Do you ever buy the middle seat?
Not on purpose. Definitely not on purpose.
There's one.
I'm an aisle seat person. I try to get the aisle seat.
Always aisle or window, right? That's what you want. But there's one airline, and they're trying to sell those middle seats that nobody wants.
Virgin Australia has introduced a middle seat lottery. Over $230,000 worth of prizes will be given away through April 23rd to travelers who, quote, either select or are assigned a middle seat. According to a survey by the airline, fewer than 1% of travelers chose the middle seat intentionally as their first seat preference, opting instead for aisle, then window seats. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
So there you go. That's an interesting idea, I think.
I would still not do it.
No, still not worth it?
No.
I don't care if I can win the lottery. Give me the aisle seat.
it's not good enough chance of winning. I mean, it's just not. I mean, and no, no, thank you. Especially on a longer flight, no, thank you. And you get end up getting wake. You like fall asleep because I sleep like the moment I get on the plane. Like the moment I get on the plane, I go to sleep. And next thing you know, you wake up and you got somebody sleeping on both of your arms, and then your arms are dead, and there's no blood circulation. You can't move. No, the middle seat is horrendous, especially because they keep making the seats smaller and smaller. You know, if they want to make the seat so dang small, then it'd be fine. But they're so tiny, you're squeezing in there, and so it's not very nice. So, I don't know. Would you do it, Gracie? Middle seat lottery?
I think it would just depend on the flight. I also hate the middle seat. I have the problem with my head is just bobbing up and down. Like I'm trying not to fall asleep, but it's like slowly like going and then my neck is cracking and the person's looking at me. So I don't know. Yeah. I guess it would depend.
All right. What about this? What if they just made the middle seat cheaper?
Yeah. If it was like a discounted flight kind of thing. Yeah. I'd be like okay, I'm trying to save money.
You get the middle
money.
Seat, you get a discount, $50 or $100, depending on, you know, the percentage wise.
See, now you're on to something. That's a
now,
good one.
That's what I need to be doing. Now I might put up with it. I'm not going to risk lottery. I might not win, and I suffered for no reason. But I'll suffer if I can save a little bit of money. So, yeah, that one's right there. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Just got a text in that we do have an accident on Sorrento. This is just before Nighthawk. So seeing some slowdowns there, but again, just use some caution. Again, that's Sorrento right before Nighthawk. We are seeing slow moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway. We have some construction going on down to one lane in the eastbound direction. And it's backing up past the Davis Highway, Scenic Highway exit. So keep that in mind that you'll start seeing those slowdowns before you get to that University of West Florida Campus Drive intersection. Other than that, we are looking good. Really nothing to slow you down on 29, as well as just typical afternoon traffic throughout Gulf Breeze proper. That's going to be, if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you'll see some slowdowns right near the Nature Preserve, but nothing out of the ordinary. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, I have an update for you on Twitter and Elon Musk. So, you know, there's some rumors out there that he might lay off up to 75% of the Twitter employees. That'd be kind of, you know, wow, okay. So how do you think the employees would react when you hear this buzz? Well, they must not have heard it. I'll tell you what happened coming up next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. So Elon Musk is saying that he's going to close on the $44 billion deal in order to purchase Twitter by Friday. Already this week, there's buzz coming out that he could cut up to 75% of employees. Whoa. Like, has he? Okay. I mean, he hasn't gotten in there yet. So I kind of ignored that story because I'm like, he doesn't even know yet. Once he gets in there and really gets into the books and everything like that, then he'll make decisions about layoffs. But the buzz is out there. So how do you think the employees would respond, you know, trying to fight for their job? Nope. Twitter employees wrote Elon Musk a letter of demands. We demand respect, safety, protection, and dignity. They're worried that if he lays off 75% of the workers, it will hurt Twitter's ability to serve the public conversation. Oh, these people all get fired. So we'll come up here shortly after our sports hit. We'll play some highlights from the debate last night and have some thoughts pertaining to all of that. Coming up here, probably in about 10 minutes, we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away to go see Florida State Seminoles play Georgia Tech this Saturday. So, we'll see what happens with that one. And then let's see here. there's, let me go ahead and get into your top three stories. According to a report, President Biden made a secret deal with the Saudis to ease gas prices right before the midterm elections. And now they've pulled out, meaning the Saudis pulled out of the deal, which has upset the Biden administration considerably. In fact, I have some thoughts about gas prices and stuff coming up next hour as President Biden has been tweeting out, he's been put on Facebook, touting low gas prices. Okay, we'll talk about that next hour. Russians have dug in to defend the city of Kherson, according to Ukraine, and Elon Musk has visited Twitter as the $44 billion deal nears completion. By the way, if you didn't see this, he posted a video of himself walking into Twitter holding a sink. He was holding like a bathroom sink. And then he tweeted out, going into Twitter, let that sink in. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is not a good way to start. Bad puns with props? Bad puns with props? That's what? No, that's not a good way to start off things at all. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about Twitter employees giving written demands to Elon Musk when he takes over. What? Yeah, things that they demand that they want attention. And so here's a text. It makes sense. Most Twitter employees are, here's the thing. Elon Musk is saying, or their buzz is, he's going to lay off 75% of the staff. That's a lot. And so here's a text. Says, makes sense. Most Twitter employees are just creating and feeding left-leaning statements into millions of bot accounts. Once Musk takes over and deletes all those bot accounts, those employees will have nothing, won't have anything to do. Yep. There's that too. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. The NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Brooklyn Nets against the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the LA Lakers against the Denver Nuggets. Lakers are 0-3 right now, starting off the season a little slow. TNT, instead of having the NBA, will have NHL hockey. Beginning at 6:30, you got the Rangers against the Islanders, so New York, the New York series there. When that game is over at 9 o'clock, you check out the Tampa Bay Lightning playing Anaheim. Lightning starting off pretty strong this year. They start off slow, and then they're coming back. In between that, Edmonton is playing St. Louis. And then tonight we do have, there's all those. Let me get you your sports news here real quick. Big news here if you're a Saints fan. The New Orleans Saints are going to go ahead and start Andy Dalton over Jameis Winston, even if Jameis Winston is healthy. So Jameis Winston was on the sidelines last game, but everybody kind of assumed it's because he just wasn't 100% yet. Now the word has come out. They plan to start him even when Jameis is 100% healthy, which honestly, I was getting to the point where I thought they were going to they were going to bench him and play Taysom Hill, get the third string quarterback, because they're not winning. They're not playing good at all with him at the helm. And some of the biggest highlights that they've had this year was when Taysom Hill comes in. And so it's like, maybe you should just do that again. I know they decided to move away from that direction of having him be quarterback, but it's not working with Andy Dalton. And I just figured they were just waiting for Jameis to come back. Well, now the word comes out that nope, they're going to keep starting Andy Dalton over Jameis even when he's healthy. Big surprise right there. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives. I'll give you the rest of the sports news.
Well, our roads are looking pretty typical at the moment. We do have slowdowns on Highway 90. This is going to be, if you're heading out of Pensacola, going towards Pace, there's construction on the causeway now. This is going to continue, for the foreseeable future, where we're going to have traffic because it's down to one lane in the eastbound direction, leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace. You start seeing those slowdowns right around Scenic Highway, Davis Highway intersection, right near the Tom Thumb, and it will clear up before you get off the causeway, before you get to a Woodbine. But where it's one lane, you're going to see some slow traffic. So use some caution. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We do have a slight bit of slowdown and congestion on I-10 going eastbound, getting off at Avalon Boulevard. It is a bit busy, as well as busyness on Airport Boulevard. This is going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction, going towards Davis Highway. It's backing up all the way to 9th Avenue. So real busy right there on, again, Airport Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. And some other sports news. So I mentioned that the Saints are going to start Andy Dalton at quarterback over a healthy Jameis Winston. Kind of a surprise there. Speaking of surprise, Matt Ryan says he was surprised and shocked when the Colts benched him. Russell Wilson of the Broncos says that he's ready to rock, says he'll play when the Broncos face the Jaguars in London. And the Patriots are starting Mac Jones against the Jets after benching him in the loss to the Bears. And then the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, they're the hottest team in the NFL, and they're still trying to stay hot. They made a trade with the Bears for top pass rusher Robert Quinn to join them. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is likely out this week, but he's hoping to be back. Over in baseball, the Yankees will bring back Boone as their manager. Hal Steinbrenner says, I don't see a need for a change. And another big news story, the Celtics' Jaylen Brown and the Rams' Aaron Donald are among other athletes ending their Donda Sports partnerships. Donda Sports partnership is the one that is owned by Kanye West. And after his most recent anti-Semitic remarks, which I'll admit, I haven't even looked them up. I haven't even read them. I don't care about Kanye. And so I haven't even looked them up. But apparently made some anti-Semitic remarks. And so he's losing sponsorships, and now he's losing some athletes for his sports partnerships. So there you go. That's your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So last night was the debate between Dr. Oz and John Fetterman over in Philadelphia for the U.S. Senate seat. Now, I've brought this race up a couple of times. Just I try to ignore it because I'm like, ah, it's in Philly. What's that got to do with me? But the reality of it is there's things that we can learn. There's things we can glean from this race. And the only time I brought it up was because I found out that John Fetterman, I was like, is this guy an idiot? What's going on? Because I saw a bunch of interviews with him. I saw some montage, and I was like, is this guy an idiot? And I pulled it up, and then I saw that he had a stroke in May. So that's the only time I brought it up. I was like, wow, this guy had a stroke, and he's still running for Senate. And so the big news is, earlier this week, a doctor who turned out to be a big donor of his came out and gave him a clean bill of health, said he's just fine. Nothing wrong with him. And then we had the debate last night. One of the comments I saw from a Democrat strategist was, the doctor needs to apologize about why she lied to us. Let's hear the montage of John Fetterman in the debate last night.
Hi, good night, everybody. Now, here's what I think we have to fight about inflation here right now. That's what we need to fight about inflation. And I believe that, again, my doctors, the real doctors that I believe in, they all believe that I'm ready to be served. That's it. He got his Pennsylvania house from his own inlays from a dollar.
Mr.
Oh, I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay.
Now, we all have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full-time, you should be able to live in dignity as well, true. That's what I believe. I don't ever recall in the Statue of Liberty, did they say, take our tired huddle masses and put them on a bus. There, everybody in Braddock, an overwhelmingly majority community of black community, all understood what happened. They understood what happened, and everybody agreed that. And whether it was a $50 tax break, about his farm in Montgomery County. So it's about
all supporting. All right, that gives you the gist of what went down with the debate last night with John Fetterman. You can hear him stumbling, mumbling, bumbling. And I saw some other people saying he's making Joe Biden look like Joe Biden is on top of his game. And I was like, yeah, you can't tell me that stroke didn't affect him. I mean, maybe he did. Maybe this is the way he talks in general, which that's here's the thing that surprised me when I was looking at this race. it can't just be like it's got to be the stroke, because he was in a Democrat primary. He beat, I think it was three other Democrats in order to win the nomination. Now, part of that is because he's already lieutenant governor. So he has the name recognition in the state. So you know how it is. It's a popularity contest. I remember when Trump threw his name in the hat, you know, back 2016, I was like, well, he's going to be president. And I had Republicans going, what? Are you crazy? He's not as good as Ted Cruz. He's not as good as Marco Rubio. He's not as good as this guy. And I go, he's going to be president. I was like, he's not going to just win the Republican nomination. He's going to be president. And people were like, why do you say that? I'm like, because he's famous. That's what I'm. It's sad, but it's true. That's why Biden is president. He was the most famous out of the Democrats. So he got the Democrat nomination. And that's it. It has nothing to do with his abilities, because there was plenty more Democrats on the stage who had a lot better positions, had a lot better platforms, and were cohesive. I mean, it doesn't. Here's the other thing I was thinking about, the John Fetterman thing now. Okay, he's had the stroke. It's pretty obvious that he's affected by it. But yet, the polls still show it's an even race. How can that be? How can it still be an even race when he's struggling like this? And this is what it comes down to. And we see this with both Republican and with Democrat. This is not a Democrat-only situation. But what it is spite. People will vote for him to spite the Republican. So the reason why the race is so close is because there's so many Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania who just absolutely will not vote for Oz. They just will not. And so they'd rather be spiteful than to even not vote. Now, another part of it, though, is there are some voters who actually do like John Fetterman with this mumbling, bumbling, stumbling stuff. Because in their words, it just shows that he's just like us. He's an everyman. And I like that he's not a polished politician. Yeah, I'm okay with people not being a polished politician. But I'm not. I'm trying to be nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. You hear the Florida State Seminole war chant, so that you know what that means. It's your opportunity to go ahead and try to win a pair of tickets. Just text in FSU. As simple as that. Text in FSU to 850-437-1620, and you could have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see them play Georgia Tech this Saturday. That's FSU to 850-437-1620. Real quick here, a couple texts. Humans can be idiots about politics. Amen to that. Heck, it got Biden elected. John Fetterman just figures it'll work for him too. Let's go, Brandon. The doctor that cleared John Fetterman must be the same doctor that said vaccines prevent COVID spread. Yeah, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to David. Oh, actually, we got to get traffic on the fives real quick.
Well, we're not seeing too bad of slowdowns out of the ordinary with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. We are seeing some heavy delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace on the causeway. It's slow moving in the eastbound direction due to construction. And Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane right now, as you're moving westbound towards Davis Highway, look extremely slow moving. So just keep that intersection in mind, too. You're going to see that afternoon traffic real heavy at the moment. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, just a few seconds ago, our newswire popped up a story saying Jerry Lee Lewis had died at 87 years old. But I went to do some checking on this, and I found out that he is not dead. Apparently, this was reported in error by TMZ earlier today. Mm-hmm. And so Jerry Lee Lewis is alive, just in case you happen to see this story pop up anywhere else.
I see. Okay. Yeah, good point there. It's, yeah, that's you get these things every now and then, right? Where they do the the hoax deaths, the hoax celebrity death type stuff. So kind of bizarre right there. I saw this story here. Apparently grocery stores might start getting something called the Ripe Finder. It's an avocado scanner, and it will help you figure out if an avocado might be ripe. When I first saw this story, I was mad. Why have we not had this already? And then I saw this. It debuted at a trade show in Orlando this week alone. Okay, so it's new. It's brand new. Okay, now you got an excuse because it's brand new. But basically, grocery stores might start carrying this kind of stuff because the scanner will not just tell you if it's ripe and ready. It'll tell you it'll be ready in 4 or 5 days. Oh, see, that's one thing. Sometimes I get them and I'm thinking, this will be good. I'll be able to use this maybe in a few days, but I don't know how to gauge it. And so apparently this thing will tell you if it's how good it is. I like this idea. It's good stuff right there. According to a new survey, circus peanuts have overtaken candy corn as the worst Halloween candy this year. That's right. Circus peanuts followed by candy corn, followed by peanut butter kisses, Necco wafers, and wax Coke bottles. That's your top five worst Halloween candies. How is black licorice not number one?
Why is anyone giving out circus peanuts? Stop it.
Yes, that's true. Stop doing that. That's a good point, yeah. All right, let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
There's a brewery out of Philadelphia called the Evil Genius Brewery, and they've set out to create a beer that would pair perfectly with White Castle burgers. You know, they're like crystal burgers in White Castle. A beer that pairs with White Castle burgers? No, thank you. I don't think that even needs... No. Mm-mm. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.